Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Randall Sears. He's the executive director at SW Resources in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And Randall, for those who are not familiar with SW Resources, could you tell us a little bit of the background of who you are and what you guys do up there?
Sure. We're a community rehabilitation provider. Now, what that means is we train and provide employment for individuals with disabilities in either one of our seven business lines. And right now, we actually have a big focus on competitive placements within the community. So we have seven business lines ranging from janitorial and warehousing and production to graphics artists and finished printing that we train individuals with disabilities who may or may not have ever had a job in their past and provide them with skill sets that are transferable to employers in the community. For instance, recently we've set up competitive placement opportunities for employees with DuPont, Wincor Windows, Mr. B's Potato Chips. We've had other employees that have gone on to work in office settings with attorneys in town and other types of jobs.
Okay. Now, when you're dealing with people who have disabilities, I imagine that means that every case will be very unique. Are there some kind of common things that you work on with each person that comes in?
Absolutely. So our continuum of care ranges a whole host of things that we're working on with the, but generally, we are focused on three things: attitude, effort, and availability. First of all, you have to be there. So maintaining scheduling discipline, maintaining, you know, you're scheduled to work here on this day, this time, for this many hours. So that's the availability part. If you're going to be at work, you might as well put in a hard day's effort. So that's the effort part. And then if you're going to be at work and if you're going to be working hard, you might as well do it with a good attitude. So we continually circle back to that philosophy of attitude, effort, and availability. But the things that we're working on at one end of the continuum may be, in addition to work habits and skills that we train, may also be reducing barriers to employment. So how to navigate the bus system, or how to find housing, how to secure housing, how to secure food, how to secure other social safety net programs. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we do have folks that are placed here because they've had a workplace injury somewhere else, and they're learning how to reorganize skills that they currently have that they may not be able to physically do that job anymore. So I like to talk about a gentleman that came to us within the last 3 months or so, and he was a double leg amputee. He had a deep resume. He had a very deep resume. Unfortunately, because of the incident that created his amputation, he was down on himself, and quite frankly, he told our case management staff that he didn't know if there was a job that he could do. So we put him through the paces of a few of the different jobs that we have available here, and it helped him build not only a new skill set that he can then take out and translate to competitive employment, but it also just helped rebuild his psyche as a person. You know, he now is a part of a team. He now is gaining self-worth and dignity through the power of work again. So it turned what was a very much life-altering incident in his life back to a positive, because he's seen the challenges that he overcomes on a day-to-day basis, and he's able to have that access to economic opportunity and that access to self-actualization through building a self-esteem through work.
That is so important. Now, obviously, Randall, the pandemic that we've been going through has really changed a lot for a lot of organizations. A lot of people in their community are affected by this. How has the pandemic affected the way you guys do what you do?
Well, the pandemic in some ways has been good for us. And I say that it absolutely it has been altering to the way that we do business. However, many of the businesses that we do or are involved in are critical businesses or essential businesses. You know, one of our biggest line items is we provide janitorial services at federal buildings here in Wood County, any state office building in Wood or Pleasance County, and various other commercial companies and other governmental entities. So that part of our business has seen a serious uptick over the last year because, as many people have learned, hygienic cleaning and, you know, sanitization, those types of things are at the forefront of keeping people safe in this environment. I think a year ago, 2 years ago, in those types of business lines, there was a perception that janitorial and custodial work was a secondary type position or a, you know, a low-skilled position. And in fact, janitorial and custodial positions is not only a very high-skilled position, there's a science to everything we do in that part of our business. And the pandemic has brought that to light. Additionally, in our distribution and logistics area, we have a warehousing function that fulfills e-commerce orders for a local manufacturer that sells through Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Grainger, and Walmart. In that area, you know, in 2019, we were fulfilling an average of about 5,000 orders a month from April through July. This year, we were averaging 20 to 25,000 orders a month from April through July. So not only was it a unique time to be here for just from the standpoint of we had to labor up to be able to do that, but we had to labor up under the challenges of the pandemic. The positive of that is now, as employers are looking for good employees to bring on to their shop, we have 230-ish employees that have worked here through the entire pandemic. They don't have a big hole in their resume. They've shown that they have good attitudes, put in solid effort, show up when they're supposed to show up. And our folks uniquely have an advantage in interviewing processes. You know, and this is kind of hitting us at the perfect time because just by the way the economy is going right now, wages are going up. Competitive placements that we were looking at a year ago were offering a range of $9 to $10.50 an hour. The same jobs, those employers are struggling for employees so much that our folks are able to step into those jobs now at, you know, $10.50 to $11.50 an hour with full benefits after 90 days. And they have, as I said, they have, you know, that feather in their cap that they worked through the pandemic. And they came to a shop every day, you know, put in a hard day's work, and we got a lot accomplished over the last year. So the challenges have been the changing state of the rules over the course of the year, you know. But our organization has been able to navigate those and really outperform our expectations through this time period.
It's so good to see some things coming together and putting kind of a positive spin on it for some people during this time. So that is fantastic. And obviously what you guys are doing is making a big difference in the lives of these folks with disabilities, but it's also making a big difference for our community. I wonder if you could take just a second and speak to how your services are a benefit to the community.
Oh, goodness. It'd take us a day to unpack that question. I mean, we talked a lot about the solution. We really didn't talk about the problem. West Virginia has one of the highest rates of disability by population in the country. That number generally is around 39%. In addition to having the highest rate of individuals with disabilities in the country, West Virginia has a slightly higher unemployment rate than the rest of the country. And the unemployment rate for individuals with disabilities is double the unemployment rate of individuals without disabilities. So that's the problem we're trying to approach. And what we have found through 50-plus years is individuals with disabilities do come with a few factors that employers tend to fall in love with once they take the chance and employ a person with a disability. They're more loyal. Retention rates are higher. Generally, they have lower incidences of calling off work. As I mentioned, through the pandemic, we had a small percentage of our employees that wanted to self-quarantine. The vast majority of our employees not only wanted to be here, but they knew we were getting busier at the same time that all of this was happening. They had to work overtime. Like, they wanted to be here more. They wanted to work harder. They knew that for our facility to survive through the pandemic and into the next economic cycle, this was, you know, put up or shut up time. And we put up. You know, our employees, we probably worked more overtime in this facility over the course of the last year than we ever had in the history of this facility. Necessary overtime, but that was, the employees made that choice. They wanted to be here. They wanted to make sure this place survived to get to the other side of it. So the folks that we serve, the population that we serve, there are challenges, but once an employer takes the opportunity to hire an individual with disabilities, they become a key cog in their organization. And not only that, but it's a morale booster for the rest of the staff. It's a morale booster for everybody. And they get what genuinely turns out to be one of the best employees they've ever hired.
That's great. So now if somebody wants to learn more about what you guys do, how can they get in touch with you or where can they find you?
Yes, you can connect with us on Facebook. We are on Facebook. It's SW Resources, Inc., Parkersburg, West Virginia. And we are also online, of course, with our website, www.swresources.com. So, absolutely.
Okay, well, there you have it. I want to say thank you so much to my guest today, Randall Sears. He's the Executive Director at SW Resources in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Be sure to check them out on Facebook or online if you want to find out more or get connected with them. I also want to say that if you are part of an organization that's doing something to make our community a better place, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on a Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.